this. Neighborhood Love Radio. Hey, loved ones. Thank you for joining me. You have reached us. We have reached you. Welcome, loved ones. Tonight I got music from Jurassic 5, Michael Jackson, Four Hero, Bobby Powell, Jill Scott, a bunch of other stuff. I'm going to start you off with the Decoders from Los Angeles, Adventures in Paradise. This tune is featuring the vocals of Miss Alice Russell. The Decoders, loved ones, if you're not hip to the Decoders, you should get hip. Check out thedecodersmusic.com, where all their music is. LA superstars, really. Dig it.
Can listen, come listen. Having faith in the rest of you will be an amazing awakening, an ego reshaping, pencil sharpening, heart mending, a pride shifting, and a cure to the wild cookie. Now, wild cookie choices lead to lonely pregnancy, and anybody that knows that ain't all it could be. Scuffling to make sense out of his missing presence in the current tense. When the romance is gone, just paper and pen. Infant and journal tears, private and public embarrassment. The demise of a dreamer's dream. A girl not so unlike me. sick with some shit that just shouldn't be. Cause her desire to be desired and his way would pee-pee. Oh, wow, Cookie. Stop now, count your lessons. All these kids in the system don't know where they are cause their mom and daddy done left them. It's a pandemic. Just the other day, my girlfriend said she was watching TV and her wild cookie detached from its seat and was strolling down 125th yelling, somebody, anybody, come get me. She caught her wild cookie in between two parked cars with a foolish man enticing it with a candy bar. Nameless prick, attached to some guy who just wanted to escape his troubles for a bit. She cried, oh, Cookie, you got to work with me. You can't rule my world. You don't have no brain. You ain't meant to leave, you mean, I mean, you could get a couple of things, but things are things, and I deserve to feel my heart ring. Come on in the house, come on now, Wild Cookie, let's listen to Jill sing. To be heard. Did you ever feel like dirt? Did you ever give up all your pride just to have him by your side?
Jill Scott, one of the realest lyricists I know of. From North Carolina comes a hip-hop act, Omniscience. This tune's called Amazing. Dig it.
That's a beat. That's a beat. About to set apostle. Hip hop, that's my gospel. I'm getting up in skins like Massengill. That's the deal. Not the guru, but I got massive pill. Pass the pill, and I'ma shoot the rock. Like constipation, put your shit on lock. I be the bomb and then some. You sweating my income, making more yards than Rashad Salam. Gotta make moves in this hip hop biz. Contest, couldn't even give me a pop quiz. So what's up, son? Let us put the burner to the blunt. Don't front, and we gon' run a train on this stunt that they call hip hop. But I won't catch blue balls. I'm going way back, like the hairline of Lou Rawls. Even before I got my label deal, I was disconnecting like they late for their cable bill. Now I got the number one album in the nation on occasion. I'm saying. Reminiscing on, can I get the deal? Making demos in the garage. Now I'm fucking large in my entourage. Rock camouflage, it's a sabotage. This jam is on some bust your head. Getting amped, I ain't even saying it. I be freaking fat from here to Secaucus. Stalkers, put us on like British walkers. I'm laying in the like a band-aid. And your shit is still played like waves in the skin tight fade like Jay. Every day of the week, I freak techniques. What's the signs on the streets? I'm this has got the funky for your system. I'm this has got the funky for your system. This has got the funky for your system. Run up in your earth and your wisdom. Even though just wanna skeeze me and please me and tease me, I ain't going out like easy. Back a 22 caliber, blowing up like the Challenger, banging more heads than Metallica. What? What? No beginner, get under your skin like a splinter. Poonanny nigga, rock the Tommy Hill figure. And I don't tote a Glock to show that I'm a real. Running in 95, you ain't getting live. I'll be taking your like this was New Jersey 5. I strive for perfection, number 8 section, selection. Kicking like the tattoo connection. You can bring the noise, three boys is my alliance. Reggie and Ronald, better known as the Giants. You know the science, I'm ripping out hearts. If I was a barber, then you still couldn't get no parts. Do I get funky, nasty, downright? This is what a beat down sound like. What? Let me know if you're fucking with me. I'm the O, the M, the N, the I, the S, the C, the E, the N, the C to the
Thank you.
our old buddy Jeff Raffredo stop by. What's up, dude?
What's up? How's everybody doing?
Pretty good. Jeff Raffredo, you know him from Agri Lights and Jukebox 101.
Yeah.
And some other things of that sort. Some other hip institutions.
Yes.
So I stopped in Little Tokyo for some ramen before the show. Jeff Raffredo, international bass player.
Yes, as you like to do, ramen.
Yeah. And in the booth right next to me is a couple tourist gals, right? And one of them was calling, I don't know who she was speaking with, but she was, she dropped Williamsburg, which I only know of as Pennsylvania, but there might be some others, right?
Isn't that in Brooklyn, one of the...
I don't know, but she mentioned, she made it sound like amazing, L.A. was kind of new and exciting for it, you know what I mean? So I doubt, it doesn't sound like someone from New York. They might dig L.A., but I don't think they would be astounded by it, if that makes sense, right?
Could be, but interesting you should say that, because I took the metro down here today, and as I was getting off, there was a guy kind of talking to himself, and a lady standing right in front of me as we're going up the escalator out of the metro station. She just kind of looked at me shaking her head because the guy was kind of hitting on her a little bit. And she turned and looked at me. She said, I feel like I'm in New York.
Interesting. And, yeah. But she was a little bit jaded. Not jaded, but she was a little bit... She kind of went with the flow, right?
Yeah. She was just trying to ignore the guy.
So this young gal, she was just talking about... Like, she was amazed. And everything she was saying, in my head... Well, I'm eating my ramen and like eavesdropping there, and everything she was talking about, like, talking about, you know, walking the streets of Silver Lake and the Griffith Park and the observatory and all that stuff. And she was relaying on the phone how amazing all this stuff was. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, I know, right? And I live here, you know, I'm from here.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just dig my city. That's it.
Yeah. Me too. I appreciate it.
That was a long way to go for that, but...
No, it was good. It was worth it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, loved ones, you're listening to Neighborhood Love Radio. Only the finest in soul and funk. A little light dusting, peppering hip-hop and old jazz and stuff like that. Kind of an eclectic number behind us right now.
I'll say.
Yeah. The Afro-Latin Vintage Orchestra.
Huh, doesn't sound that vintage to me. Or Afro-Latin, really. It's a little avant.
Yes.
Williamsburg is a neighborhood in Brooklyn that's been criticized for being extremely gentrified in the last maybe 5 or more years. Uh-huh. She could have been talking about somewhere
else. Every place.
But Williamsburg in particular,
yeah.
For Brooklyn, New York, is one of those, like, oh, Williamsburg.
When I went to stay in Brooklyn, we stayed in Park Slope. You know it?
I do, actually. Yeah. My mom's from Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I was kind of... Park Slope was kind of interesting because it was like... It was hip family neighborhood. Like, it was very family-ish. And I think the in vitro thing took off because there was tons of twin strollers around.
Okay.
And, like, I couldn't just stand on the sidewalk. I constantly had to jump out of the way of these double-wide strollers coming up and down. But it was like family town. Huh. You know,
I think Park Slope's always been a nicer part of Brooklyn.
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
Yeah.
How about some Bobby Powell from Baton Rouge, Louisiana?
Okay.
Peace begins within. It does, you know.
Texas, merchant of death. Be advised to always be opposed to you. But there's a bright side to all of this. That's what I was told. Heard there's a bright side after all. I swear.
Southern girl, home of the burning church, don't know much about the world, home of the pocket stones, home of the booty songs, home of the finger wave that lasts all night long, home of the on and on, home of the dominoes, home of the two-piece and a pepper, home of the teeth that's gold. Home of the never miss, home of the platinum hits. I'm a Southern girl,
Southern girl.
Country fried, everything I eat is fried. Got a Southern draw, I'm so country, y'all. Well, that's way down south, that's way down low. Check my Southern fry style and my Southern flow.
Southern girl!
Country fried. I like my tofu fried. Got about 100 friends that ain't caught on the trends. Don't know about the internet. Don't know about the radio. Don't know about the television. All I know is about my flow. My kinfolk sent me out to make money for the house. Hooked up with my boy, Razelle. I sure hope the record sells.
Sun girl!
Sun girl. In a rocky world. Fly as a bumblebee.
Buzz.
Can't nobody fuck with me. I'm a Southern girl. From way down south. Got a dirty way. Cause I got a dirty mouth.
Dirty south. Sun girl!
Twain tickle lay, thank a thing, tick a tick a
Southern girl.
Twain to say, thank a thong, sang a thong a
Southern girl.
Twain tickle dang a thing a ding ding ding
Southern girl.
Ding a ding ding a thong. Big D, little A double A, big D, little A double A, big D, little A double A, yes. Dang, 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 dang,
dang,
dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang,
Let's see, we started off the set. Peace Begins Within from Bobby Powell. Sometime between 1966 and 1971, not sure exactly when that tune was dropped. After that, Icebird from Los Angeles. Wander was the name of that tune, produced by RJD2. A little bit more of an indie band, but I like that tune. A little bit of soul. That is out on RJD2's label. RJ is Electronical Connections. After that, we heard a cappella from Miss Erica Badu, Southern Girl, excuse me. She's playing August 30th at the Hollywood Bowl with St. Vincent. I actually saw her once at the Hollywood Bowl. It was an amazing show. Pretty cool. Yeah. Solid show. Like, they put a lot into the whole performance of it. It's not just some lady coming out and singing.
Big band?
No, I wouldn't say that. It's just, it was just well thought out. The whole stage show was thought out. It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like James Brown where, you know, it was just well done. That's all I can say. It was very entertaining. The music aside, just the show was entertaining. A lot of good banter and joking around and wig changes. And she did a little sort of a modern interpretive dance number. After that, we heard, of course, Michael Jackson, Butterflies.
It's a good one.
Yep. 2001, right in the midst of all the scandal. Kind of a Stevie Wonder vibe on that. And that brings us right up to present time, my man. Yeah.
What's going on now?
What's going on right now? Well, this is the Neighborhood Love Radio musical program. We are the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com, which is a website devoted to street culture, music, food, fashion, graffiti, etc. And, yes. Oh, yeah, Jeff's got his Neighborhood Love shirt on.
I'm repping with my t-shirt today.
Yes.
How do all you listeners feel about that?
Well, they can't. If you want to see what Jeff's t-shirt looks like, go on neighborhood-love.com, and while you're there, check off that little shop button right there at near the top of the page.
Yeah,
you'll be able to see a full list of t-shirts, stickers, skateboard decks, and all kinds of cool stuff. Tell them Johnny sent you. Yeah. And by the way, if you want to email me for any reason, you can always do so at neighborhoodloveradio@gmail.com, neighborhoodloveradio@gmail.com. Do you yourself or you know somebody who would be a good guest on the show? Are they from the Los Angeles creative world? Or do you know some music that you want me to hear and thereby play for the other loved ones? Consider me your conduit. neighborhoodloveradio@gmail.com. Jeff, what's up with the Jukebox 101?
Jukebox 101, we played a couple shows. We played a show called the Surf Rodeo up in Ventura, which is right on the beach.
Uh-huh.
Very beautiful. Very nice. A lot of fun.
Huh?
And we're just going to start putting the music out finally.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think last time we talked, your everything was ready to be mastered. And,
that's right.
Yeah. Ready to come down the chute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mastering is happening. It's not done.
Huh?
But we finished the mastering, and then we're going to start releasing it upon the world.
Can you briefly summarize? Of course, I know what it is. But could you briefly summarize for the loved ones what Jukebox 101 is?
Jukebox 101 is Jesse Wagner, the singer guitarist of the Agrolites, and I. We recorded an album's worth of material. Recorded a bunch of songs. We'd each written some songs, and it's basically just a variety of all the different styles of music that we like. So going from what Agrolites would do, you know, kind of old school 60s style, reggae, rocksteady. Then we go into also other stuff that we like, such as soul, mm-hmm. and even some bossa nova.
It sounds really like fun and live. Like, you know, it sounds like a good event to go to. Like,
it's a great event to go to. There's no better event to go to, really.
Sounds like there'll be a lot of ladies there too.
Oh man, you unbelievable.
You guys are pussy magnets. So.
Yeah, it's incredible. There's only rich, beautiful people at our shows. Tons of them. So if you're looking to meet
non-judgmental,
somebody, yeah.
ready to make some mistakes.
Open-minded, rich, beautiful people right. only come to our show. So if you want to meet one of those, you got to come to the Jukebox 101 show.
Yeah. And you a fan of Fat Freddy's Drop out of New Zealand?
I know those guys. I think they don't have a real drummer. Is that them, or am I thinking of a different band?
I don't know that. I know they got a large band. I mean, I don't mean they're fat. I mean,
no, I know the band. That's the band name. Yeah.
Anyway, well, we're gonna hear a tune. This is called "Boondigga" from Dr. Boondigga and the Big BW from Fat Freddy's Drop out of New Zealand.
I saw them in Germany at a festival.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's listen to them.
Yeah. with eye contact. We also get along by listening to one another. Not only that, but we also get along because of rhythms that we've learned during the course of the years. But above all, there is harmony, because we got to listen to one another. And it's all about a feel, but it's a positive attitude to make it work. And what we're about to show you today is five different versions of feeling good. Yeah.
Hero. Morning Child is the name of that tune. This is J.D. McPherson.
Yes.
Little burner called Head Over Heels.
It's a good one.
J.D. McPherson, Head Over Heels.
Yes.
From the Let the Good Times Roll LP out on Rounder Records. Loved ones, that's going to do it for us. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Hey, yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And loved ones, if you're listening to the live show, or even if not, what I want you to do is check out the Dark Mark program. He's got his final show on tonight at 9 p.m. Thursday evening at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it's his final show, so it's going to be a little celebration going on. And, of course, his co-host, Nicole Six, is going to be there. Burlesque Beauty, Rotten Kitten. Published pickup artist, I forget his name. Some performance artists, musicians, singers.
Sounds like
a lot of interesting folks. And I looked up their photos, and half of them are lookers. So the Dark Mark program, farewell. It's been an honor serving with you at Skid Row Studios. And loved ones, have a good night.
Good night.